Wildcats defensive coordinator Tristan Abron gives us his thoughts on the play of his defensive unit during the Marshall loss last Friday. Coach Abron also tells us about the talented Ennis Lions offense the Wildcats will be facing this Friday in Bay District.
The number one thing is the kids played hard. You know, that's big, and that's what we've been trying to do all season is play hard for 48 minutes each game or each week, and they did do that. The downfall of that is we had 39 missed tackles. You're not going to win football games doing that. And that's going to be our focus this week is we have to make tackles. When you have 39 missed, you know, that's again, 39 opportunities to get a ball carrier down, to prevent a first down from occurring, to possibly create a turnover, just all those things that go into play whenever you have that many missed tackles. And things just go in our favor that way. So those are things that we have to fix and work on this week because we're fixing to face a really good offensive team that runs the ball very well. They have some big guys. So if you just go up and just try to throw your shoulder into them or reach and grab them, they're just going to run through those things. So, but all in all with Marshall had a great game plan for us. We did what we expected to do, which was go out and stop the pass. In the second half, I think they only threw the ball twice, maybe. And with that being said, we really did a great job of being where we were supposed to be, fitting where we were supposed to fit on the offensive schemes that they were running. But again, we were there quite often, but just didn't make tackles. So we have to do a better job this week of that.
All right. Tell us about Ennis. They seem to have everything that you'd want in an offense, you know, to be complete and balanced and tough.
You are exactly right. Ennis is what I would call a defensive coordinator's nightmare because, first of all, they're going to huddle, and then they're going to turn around and run up to the line of scrimmage, and then they're going to have five people on one side of the center and two on the other side. And, I mean, they're a package to deal with. They have not only those offensive schemes and all those offensive formations, they remind me of Corsicana a few years back whenever Coach Owens got on to me for printing out so many different pages of formation variations. But, you know, it was ridiculous. So Ennis is the same way. You know, they have so many different formations and they have so many different ways to run the same type of scheme that it really puts you in a bind. It turns into a numbers game, and if you can't line up and be balanced across the board, then they're going to take advantage of you either on either side, strong or weak. So this week for us, it's really big that we just get lined up and be balanced and be sound to give ourselves the opportunity. Otherwise, they're going to outnumber us, and we're not going to have enough people, and they have players that can take the ball to the house at any given time. They have two running backs back there that are both extremely good. The one that sticks out in my mind is number one. He's big. He actually reminds me of the kid from Marshall, the quarterback, as far as his size and the way he runs the football. And then they have a big, tall receiver out there that's taller than, to be honest with you, any of our secondary guys. But with that being said, we're going to be physical and we're going to play with them.
KSST Sports.